Welcome to the Kimberly Bookard Podcast. This is the show that gives you the true perspective on real estate, the good, bad, and ugly. Take the journey with us as we begin to transition our company and add investing to the mix. We are giving you all the details. Now, here's your host, Kimberly Bookard.
Hello and welcome to episode number 8. Thanks so much for joining the Kimberly LaDors podcast. We are so glad that you have decided to take a listen with us today. Today we're going to be talking about our individualized personalities, our individualized persons, who we are as a person and how it relates to our journey in what we call this life. I'm sure as everyone knows, every single person has their fingerprint. So if we were to go down to the police station and take a record or have ourselves fingerprinted for the records, 10 of us went in there, all 10 of us, our thumbprint is going to be different. Our pointer finger is going to be different. Our index finger is going to be different. Our ring finger is going to be different. And our pinky finger is going to be different. So all of our fingers will have an individualized fingerprint, which is special to you. It's your trait. It's your individual person. It's your ticket to being an individual. So oftentimes we think of things in life that we're facing, or we often compare ourselves to others around us. And this is for me as well, comparing ourselves to other people when we don't really compare. You don't know what I've gone through. I don't know what you've gone through to get to where we're at in this present time. We've all trailed or traveled a different path. We've all gone down a different route. We've had different experiences. We've had different reactions to those experiences. We've internalized things differently. So something that you may go through, or we may go through the same thing. And just for instance, both of us may go through a divorce. But in that divorce, we've internalized things. We've processed thoughts differently. We've taken blame for things differently. We often make it where we don't feel like we are in control of ourselves, so we no longer process what we should be processing the same way. Being, if I go through a divorce and let's say it's my fault, I may internalize it being my fault, or I may process it being my fault, when in reality I could be thinking, I could have did this a different way, I should have did this a different way, God, why I didn't, you know, hold on to this a certain way, or whatever the thought may be. And that could be an extreme example there. I know I've been through a divorce, so it's probably something that was closer to home, knowing that processing my divorce was not in that way. In every fiber of my being, I feel like I gave, you know, everything that I could in that relationship to process it. So sometimes there are different things that we all go through, but we have a tendency to compare ourselves to other people. oh no, they're further along than I am. I'm in the same boat, but they're further along, or, you know, whatever the instance may be, you all understand what I'm trying to say. But I wanted to admonish everyone to remember your particular path that you travel is for you. It is just as individualized as your fingerprints are. There's a place and there is a path that you travel. I would admonish you definitely to seek out, you know, where you're supposed to be, where you're supposed to travel. One of our programs that we do on our goal settings, you know, it's individualized. And I chose that intentionally. It was given to me intentionally because when I'm setting goals or when I'm working with a client who's looking to be an investor, and I've worked with quite a few clients, and it's come to me that such and such, you know, started their company, and in 2 years, they were here. Or such and such did their company in 2 years, they were able to acquire 200 properties. Well, yeah, that could very well be the truth, but such and such had a grandmother that left them with $100 million when she passed. So your path and such and such path is not going to be the same. Such and such has $100 million that they can start investing in, you know, immediately. So I just admonish you, when you're setting your goals, make sure you search within yourself for what path you want to take. Goal setting is an internal activity for sure. It is a internal that shows out on the external. So you have to do within search for what your path should be and how you want to travel that path. So as always, I would admonish you all to think about that. Make sure you search out what you want to be. Write it down. Write it down. Statistics shows us that over 90% of people that set goals, they don't even write them down. They're not even real goals if they're not written down and broken down. You have to break it down into chewable pieces. I don't know if you've ever seen the big elephant, and I use it in a lot of my presentations. There's a big elephant, and in this picture, it says, how do you eat an elephant? And there's like 8 guys around. And hey, you take that elephant and you break it up into quarters. And then you take those quarters and you break it up into pieces. And you start eating one bite at a time. But you have to break it down. If your big ultimate goal is I want to be make $100,000 by the end of the year, well, how do we do that? Let's break that down. $100,000 divided by 12. So how can I do that each month? Because it's 12 months in a year. Okay, so I get that number, and how can I break that down into weeks or days? And then every single day, your goal is to wake up and see how you're going to meet that goal that day. And I'll be darned, there, you break it all the way down, there's a way you can do it. You can accomplish it. It is not as hard as it seems. That's like my driving force. And that was the reason why I created this course, Goal Slaying with Implementation, because I know that if we can get it in our heads that we are individuals with our own paths, our own directions, our own uniqueness. I'm unique. Dag nabbit, I am created in the image of God, and I'm somebody, a unique soul, a unique person, a unique being. I'm just crazy and clumsy. Love having fun, but I'm individual. I am unique. I'm different. I'm not going to be like the status quo. I'm not going to be and do things the same way that everybody else does, because my path is totally different. So again, I admonish you. I appreciate you guys for your feedback. Don't forget to go on iTunes and rate the podcast for me. All the platforms. I think we're like on 13 different platforms. I would love it if you would take the time to rate the platform. I want to get this word out to the masses that they too can be somebody. When we're developing our real estate course, want you to all to go to the website. Let me know what you think about it. Send us an email at services@kbglobalsolutions.com. Love to hear from you. Love your input. Let me know how you think we can make changes on it. What else would you like to hear on this podcast? It's definitely growing. Our team is working. So again, I appreciate you all for listening and supporting us. And you all have an awesome day. Talk to you soon.